My name is BJ Kimba. I'm the Volunteer Engagement Specialist for U.S. Programs. Really excited to bring you a series of conversations, beginning with Dr. Mark Iwahiro. And he has been a dentist for how long now, Mark?
I've been a dentist for over 30 years now, so 32 years. So
32 years. And we're going to talk a little bit about your experience as a volunteer and now being on staff with medical teams. But first, I want to just say thank you so much for joining us today.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Why don't we start 32 years ago? Just talk a little bit about what brought you into the profession.
Good question. Yeah, I was always had it in my heart to be in the healthcare profession. I thought that was a great profession to just share my talents and care for people. It became dentistry, and I sure am glad I did that. Yeah,
that's wonderful. So after school, where were you first practicing?
I didn't know where I was going to go when I was a senior in dental school. So my wife and I decided, you know, I went into the military. I went into the Air Force, which I guess God just led us there. And It was a great decision. I learned so much about dentistry and getting better. I went through a residency in the dental residency in the Air Force. And really enjoyed my time there. I learned a lot about people and just more about caring. Yeah.
Mark, thank you so much for your service.
Oh, I was the one who got the benefit.
So you went to, you served in the Air Force and learned dentistry. That's where you
practiced. That's where I kind of honed a little bit of my skills.
Your chops?
Yeah.
Right? What was the next phase professionally for you?
Well, I moved back to Oregon and worked with what's called the Indian Health Service for a couple of years down in Salem. And looking for a practice to purchase, I knew I wanted to go into private practice. And one came along, and it was in Kaiser, Oregon, and I purchased that practice and hung out my shingle, started practicing.
Do you mind sharing a little bit about your family?
Yeah, my family, my wife's from Hawaii,
okay,
where I was born and raised, and we got married while I was in dental school, and we have two great kids. They're grown now, 26 and 24 years old, and my wife's family is also from Hawaii, and
yeah,
we get to go back to Hawaii, you know, pretty often to visit and reconnect with family.
Yeah. So where in Hawaii were you born and raised?
I was born and raised on Oahu in Honolulu till I was 18, and I went off to college. I did my undergraduate studies at the University of Colorado.
Well, it's really great to hear about your background, a little bit about your family. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to jump into your experience with medical teams.
Sounds great.
All right, Mark. So you have worked with medical teams for quite a while, since 1996.
Yes.
But first in a volunteer capacity. So I'd love to hear how you were introduced to medical teams and how that started for you.
One of my first jobs after the service was I was an associate with a dentist, and he also had a big heart for just giving back to the community, and I just loved that about him. And, you know, he encouraged me to look into that, and he was already also volunteering with medical teams on one of their dental vans, so I decided to do that with him. Bill Post was my first clinic manager.
Great.
And he was Ron Post's son. And he ran the dental van down in Salem, and we got really close.
Wow.
And became good friends. And I really appreciated him a lot. We had some tough clinics together where it was just the two of us and no assistant. We kind of got through it together, but we grew as good friends. And the same with Denny Sanders. He was the next clinic manager for many years, and we worked together, and I just love Denny. And boy, yeah, it was so gratifying and such a blessing to me. And it was more rewarding to me than what I gave to people. So,
yeah, it was a relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. So, for example, let's say in the next couple of weeks, where's the clinic that you'll be working at?
So next week, I have two clinics, one in Woodburn, mm-hmm. I believe, and one in Tualatin. So I try to, work about maybe 6-7 days a month. So,
okay. I'm sure we would love you for more than that.
My wife, you're great. My wife wouldn't.
Yes, exactly. You retired. I thought you retired.
Yeah.
So day in the life. Walk us through that. What's that like?
Well, the day of the van is actually a great day because I look forward to getting on the van and seeing the clinic managers who are working now. Just a blessing to work with them. They're all God-loving, God-fearing people. And so it makes it a really good interaction. And all the vans they're trying to, keep them the same. So they're all very similar. It might not be the same kind of equipment you use in your private practice, but they're pretty well equipped for most procedures as far as fillings and extractions. We've even done some root canals on the dental van, and we've worked with kids in the past doing stainless steel crowns and things like that. So it's pretty well equipped. It's really good to be able to be flexible to, adapt to the equipment that they have because it might not be what someone's really used to using in their own office. But I think for most procedures, you'll find that you can do them, very well and at a high quality with what the van provides.
As medical teams, our call is to be like Jesus in the world in that we're bringing hope through healing.
Mm-hmm. It's just a great feeling to give people what they need,
Right.
Those who are kind of falling between the cracks.
Right.
And don't have great access to care. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in. We have a mobile clinic so we can come into their community and actually help them right where they live. So it's a great thing. Yeah.
So, Mark, if you are going to encourage somebody towards volunteering, you just mentioned the sense of flexibility. What else is it that you would find in a successful dental volunteer?
Well, like I said in the beginning, at first you have to have the heart to care and to serve, just a heart for people, to love people. And if you have that, the dental van is for you. So that's the first thing. The second thing is a lot of people say they don't have the time to do it. I found that if I made the time, I'd always get paid tenfold back in blessing. So,
I think that same heart applies to anybody who is volunteering at our clinics. That desire to help people rings true for every single person that volunteers on that van. There's so much opportunity for us because there's a lot of there's a lot of people who need dental care. Mm-hmm. And so if you're listening to this and you're wondering how you can help, I want to give you a couple ideas. And one, check out our website, read some of our stories, and understand what Medical Teams International is doing across the globe and, of course, in our U.S. programs here. You'll see that there's lots of opportunity to be generous, whether that's with your finances or with your time. And if you are interested in volunteering, you can fill out that volunteer form, and we'll get back to you ASAP. All right, Mark, is there anything before we say goodbye that you'd like to add?
I would just say that no one would regret, volunteering with Medical Teams. It's kind of my dream job. Mm. So just love being here, great people, and just having the time of my life. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mark. I'm so glad you're having a great retirement that involves Medical Teams as well. And I'll see you on the van soon.
Sounds great.
Okay, thanks.